欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目《可可 Radio》，我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号"安夏说英语"可以找到我。我们先聊聊在职场当中每个人都会犯的错误。其实，在成功的路上犯一些错，真的是很有必要的。都有哪一些必要的错误呢？Not pushing hard enough for your project. 每为项目付出足够的努力。A sentence just in roasting could have launched Google Drive in 2006, but didn't push hard enough for his project at 22 years old. Roasting team was working at a company and had the idea for G-Drive, which was developed to sync files across your computers. But the idea was turned down by Larry Page. 团队任务管理软件 Asana 的创始人贾斯丁本能在2006年推出谷歌云端的硬盘，他却没有为这个项目付出足够的努力。当时22岁的他工作时有了云端硬盘的构思，研发出来后能够同步电脑里的文件，但这个想法被拉里·佩奇否决了。Rasanti was so intimidated, he didn't have the confidence to fight back. He writes, I didn't have enough confidence I was right.I also didn't have the organizational capital to influence the Google Docs team. So when I was asked to join Facebook in 2007, I left Google without completing the project. Google eventually launched an integrated G Drive 5 years later.罗森斯坦非常害怕，他没有反击的信心。他写道，我没有足够的信心相信自己是正确的，在组织里我也没有能力影响到谷歌的团队，所以到2007年我加入脸书的时候，我没有完成这个项目就离开了谷歌。谷歌最终在5年后推出了整合版的云端硬盘。Rasanti learned that if you are living and breathing a project, you need to understand and articulate the marketing positioning and strategy that's unique to your project. Then you need to fight your hardest for it. 罗森斯坦明白了，如果你为一个项目付出的心血，你需要理解和明晰它特有的市场定位。以及战略，然后你要为他付出全部的努力。 Okay, that's what we talk about today. 以上就是下来六个小话题，在职场当中每个人都会犯的一些错误，相信你也可能会犯这样的错误，可能曾经犯过，也有可能将来会犯。当然这些错误没有什么可怕的，他会带你走向成功哦。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio。如果想要在节目之后跟我一起来开口说英语，可以关注我的微信公众号"安夏说英语"。